Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, it is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 15th day of August. Man, I can't believe that. 2019, it's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597 and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Excuse me. Alrighty, it is currently 74 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 85 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it seems like it's a pretty nice day. I haven't got to go outside yet, but I'm hoping. And 85 ain't going to hurt nothing. A little warm, but I'll take it. So let's see what we're going to jump into here. Philadelphia police pelted with objects, taunted during harrowing shootout, standoff reports. And we're definitely going to get into that as soon as we return.
Some stuff they said were cool, yeah. But nothing seemed to light my fuse. But it's all in the past, like the check that's in the mail. She was a tall whiskey glass. I was an old hound dog that just loved to chase his tail.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Philadelphia police pelted with objects, taunted during harrowing shootout standoff reports. This is from the Fox News, and if you were watching any of the stupid going on yesterday, you saw the big standoff with the, you know, the drug warrant being, the unlawful drug warrant being served by the unlawful corporate policing force. I guarantee you there was no two affidavits attached to that with no complaint from any American national against that man. And you can tell that, you know, they sit there and they try to. The whole parts of it I watched, I kept flicking over to see what was happening, because I wanted to, you know, it lasted all day, like 8 hours or some kind of shit like that. But I kept switching over there, and oh, the police. Oh, the police, they had actually had people arrested inside that they were protecting with their lives. The police, the heroes, they are motherfucking illegal fucking entities that cannot exist in our free republic. They were never authorized by the people. In fact, they are forbidden by the 9th article of our Bill of Rights to even exist. And like I said, they were there serving a drug warrant. Well, you know, it's just like it's always got me, you know, the law against suicide. Well, if you want to kill yourself, who in the hell's goddamn business is, what the fuck is your life even belong to you? Bottom line is, I guarantee you, they had no complainant What you had was the corporation that runs the fucking drugs into this country. And I mean, just like Eric Holder with the Fast and Furious, you know, to tells the Congress, a committee to fuck off. We're not going to, I'm not going to produce the documents you demand. He's found in contempt. Did he ever spend a fucking day in jail for the crime he committed? And that's against, well, if it was our government, which it ain't, it's just, it was just a corporate board. He told the fuck off, just like Dick Cheney told it to fuck off when they wanted his records from Halliburton. But the bottom line here is this is an illegal entity. When it came into that neighborhood, it came there as a fucking illegal entity into those people's neighborhood, and it went there, and it came after that guy with an unlawful fucking warrant because there was nobody had sworn out a complaint against him. They had sent in spies to see what he was doing, and it went against their legislation, and that's what that 14th Amendment about. He's this man's a subject, and he's gone against our legislative, what we have. An immunity he doesn't have, a privilege he does not have. That privilege is reserved to people like Eric Holder dealing drugs. I mean, he's probably cutting into one of the fucking Jews' bigger operations. You know, it's like the ghetto part of town. But I mean, they come to this guy's house. I guarantee that under the common law, we were guaranteed as a people in our Bill of Rights that their fucking warrants aren't no good. Their warrants are corporate fuck. I mean, it's corporate policy being enforced as public law. It's policy. There is no victim that has sworn out a warrant. It has put the two affidavits attached to it. That's a two witness rule. So that this man could be lawfully arrested, and it would have had to been an elected sheriff that or a constable that went there to arrest him. And if he wanted to resist arrest, arrest, it would have been the sheriff's posse that he gathered from the people that went there to facilitate the arrest. So to begin with, they had no right to fucking be there. And the people have figured it out. That's why you see this, like it says, people taunting during a harrowing shootout and pelting them with objects. They're sick of it. People, the fucking country's sick of it. I thought about it. You know, you've seen the army that looks, you know, there's probably, 30 or 40 fucking police cars, all the surrounding goddamn area police cars. That was just one house. What if they had to deal with fucking 40 fucking houses? And there was more than just one fuck. That was just one fucking guy. And yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Katie. You say in that article you guys posted about, you know, them being pelted. Well, I was watching the live stream. They kept saying, or the newscasters were saying, and the people are pushing beyond the yellow tape, you know, so that makes sense. I mean, they were just probably pissed, right? They were all blocked off and couldn't go beyond that yellow tape they had up.
Well, yeah, I guess I was listening to one of the Fox talking heads, that Walters, he grew up right in that area, and I guess that's one of like the main roads that goes through that fucking area. You know, it's a pretty big place, and a lot of people, they're just trying to get from point A to point B, and they're blocking it off for this bullshit. And not to mention that, you know, you're seeing it, like the water being thrown on them, the buckets being thrown at them. The people have figured out that these son of a bitches are unlawful, that they have no authority over them.
And they sure got those ladies that apparently the cops rescued out of that house. You know, they were saying, don't be mad at the cops. They helped us. They brought us to safety. I thought, this is just a big, you know, like, praise the cop false flag, perhaps. And I saw a picture of the guy that supposedly, you know, had the fake, warrant served to him, was shooting at those cops. I mean, he looked all, like, clean cut, no sweat, nothing. I mean, it just, I don't know, blue shirt, and if that was him, I don't know. But he looked like he hadn't been through nothing. I don't know if he was an actor or what the deal was. But
Well, you don't know anymore. I don't know that any of real, Katie. But they think that there isn't a campaign, a nationwide campaign. Oh, the cops, why is everybody being mean and hating on the cops? And why is everybody being mean to the cops? Just like the water being poured on them. You know, they're walking down, they're pouring buckets of water on them. Just get out of here. And then they admit that they're a private agency that was hired to do their so-called policing of the traffic, which they have no authority to do. I mean, it's getting to the point where people are just seeing it for what it is. You know, they're sick of it. They're sick of the fuck. They're sick of these assholes coming into their neighborhoods who have no business to be there, who have no lawful goddamn right to be coming there. There was, like I said, I guarantee you, there's no complaint from any American national against that man that could facilitate a proper Fourth Article warrant for his arrest to allow a sheriff, an elected sheriff, and his elected deputy or a posse to come in there and arrest the man. And I'm sure them people are abused by those very same corporate enforcers all the time. And, you know, when they get a big crowd going like that, wait, hey, you know what? There's more of us than they are. You, we're going to push you around a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
I would like to bring a little bit more meat to what you just said about, you know what I'm saying, people are seeing it. Today when I got off work, man, I had to go to, like, this shop and pick up something. And gentleman was talking about his home and about a friend that he had that wife died, and he was, like, trying to get something, like, for his house, and it had something on the title that they were tenants. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what tenant means, don't you? He's like, yeah, it means a renter. And it's like he was saying something about his friend. The house was sitting in some, I can't remember, but it's just like what you said. Everybody now is seeing the scam. Everybody is seeing that they don't own nothing. Mm-hmm. That if you got to get a license or a permit for everything you want to do, it was like this isn't a free country. I mean, all the people, it was 100% people were saying what you and I are saying all the time. I mean, people are saying it now. They really are. And I didn't have any hope, but people are saying it. People are saying that you got to get a permit. You got to get a license for everything you want to do. You don't straight out own your house. You don't own the allotted title on anything at all. People are saying it.
Oh, yeah, they're seeing it, and they're going to see it even more. You know, they talk, I've got another article, I think, in the stack here, and they're talking about, you know, the gun buybacks. And, you know, well, you always the argument, well, the gun, they never owned the guns, and they don't own the goddamn guns. But they've made, they, you know, with their unlawful infringements upon our second article, they forced serial numbers onto the goddamn guns. And they do, I mean, it's just like everything else. You look around you, your goddamn clothes on your back. They assume, I mean, in the 14th Amendment, that unlawful, that treasonous fucking 14th Amendment, they've declared you a subject. And if you accept that 14th Amendment, you accept that they do own your fucking gun. Because they have divorced you from your fucking Bill of Rights and made you subject to their privileges and immunities, civil rights, granted by a government, not natural rights born into your body when you know as a part of your birth, as a birthright, in the midst of all this other stuff, you know, there's other flashings around because we're watching the stupid box following this shootout, and that Sandra Smith, that Fox, she's sitting there and she brings this guy up. And I guess the issue was, you know, the shooting in Ohio as versus the shooting in Texas there, El Paso. And this is what's going to be the subject matter. And she starts, I guess this guy has made comments, or he's, I don't know who the hell he is, but he's somebody more important than you and me for goddamn sure. But then, you know, when she starts talking to the guy about the, you know, like, the, you know, they'll talk about President Trump was the cause of his rhetoric, was the cause of the shooting in El Paso. But then you go around to the Antifa guy that did the shooting in Ohio, and they don't want to talk in nothing about that. And, like, you know, and this guy just, he comes up and he goes, this is a Trump-tard, remind you. But he's saying, you know, we're talking about the truth. What Trump said was the truth. He said when a huge population of people cross your border and raise a foreign flag, that is an invasion. And that Sandra Smith, you can just see her panic, man. I swear on camera, you can see her panic. And she goes, we don't want to say that. There's people that don't want to hear that. I mean, she shut his ass down. And it was obvious she shut his ass down right there. I mean, right on live TV. And then later in the evening, Sean Hannity, because, you know, you're hitting all these programs because that's where they're showing the progression of the shooting. And he has Geraldo Rivera on there. And he has some guy, I can't think of his name, but I think he was one of Obama's the bodyguards for the president. What the hell? Secret Service guys, right? And so they get to Geraldo, and, you know, they talked about this, you know, Mr. Puerto Rican there. And he's just like fucking pissed. And that's how his face is looking. Just this mean hate, you know, because right now they're preaching us. We all should just walk around just turning our cheeks as we're getting the hell beat out of us and turn. Let him hit that cheek. And just when nobody can get mad, and hate is bad. Hate is wrong. Hate is wrong, people. But I'm talking to you. He was spewing venom. He would like be because they had dared to shoot at this guy had dared to shoot at those hero police. And he said, and finally he gets, you know, building up, and he's talking. He goes, if I had a gun in there, I would kill him myself like that. And Sean Hannity's going, whoa, whoa, whoa. He goes, you know, we got to, you know, and then it clicks in Geraldo's. You can see it click, you know, and he turns the conversation and just kind of twists it back around to where, well, yeah, the police have got to wait him out because he can't really hurt nobody in there. And no, he doesn't need to, you know, they shouldn't storm in there and just kill him dead. But I mean, he fucking totally freaked out. Now, if somebody did that on the goddamn social media, I mean, to the extent that he did, the hate and anger and saying, if I had a gun in there, I'd kill him dead. That would be a red flag on you. That would be a red flag log. I want one on fucking Geraldo. I seen his hate. I heard him say if he had a gun and he was in there, he'd kill that man. Not if that man was shooting at him, he'd shoot back or anything like that. I'd kill him with hate and fucking burning hate. I was going to play it for you guys. We went and we searched all through the fucking whole thing with Hannity's program last night. It was fucking gone. And there was another guy there, the guy that was the ex-Secret Service guy for Obama. And he was talking, you know, he's the politicians, he goes, because he's madder in hell at them because they're not backing the police, and that's why the people are pushing the police around and throwing water on them and everything. And he said, they're a bunch of politicians, they don't work for a living, they don't do nothing. You know, he said this about, I mean, just these people were pissed, screaming ass pissed. And that was cut out. So they cut all that stuff out there. And like I said, the other guy, Sandra Smith, I mean, she just stops this guy right there. Whoa, whoa, she goes, no, people don't want to hear that, is what she said. I mean, these motherfuckers are, I mean, this is the communism taking its full bite. It's showing its ugly fucking face for what it is. And the people are seeing, and that's why the people are seeing it. And that's why it's only going to build from here. It's going to continue to build from here. Because even your stupid ass goddamn Trump tard watching Sandra Smith or what happened last night with Geraldo is going to go, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. You're telling us nobody's supposed to get mad. That nobody's supposed to get mad and shoot somebody because they fucking hate him. That was pure hate in old Geraldo's face. If he wanted to be in there with a gun, and he said, I want to kill him. I want to kill him. Now they'd be coming to your house with a fucking SWAT team to knock down your goddamn door and kill you to take your guns if you dared say that on the fucking social media. See, it's falling apart on them. Because they hate, because the hate thing's going back and forth with them, but fucking big time right now. And I mean, it was, I told Lord, as soon as we see, I said, we got to get that for tomorrow. We got to play it on the goddamn program. Couldn't find it. They'd cut it all out. That's how bad it's gotten, people.
You know, Geraldo's half Jewish. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's a Puerto Rican Jew is exactly what that son of a bitch is. But I mean, like I said, they're doing it right on camera. I mean, they're right there. They're having to stop the people on, you know, like all that one guy said on that when Sandra Smith was interviewing was when a large group of people illegally across your border and raise a foreign flag, that is an invasion. Like we've said that many times, that is the definition of a fucking invasion. But here she stops him, and some people don't want to hear that. Well, really? They don't want to hear the fucking truth, so the fucking truth ain't going to be told, huh? We're going to cut the truth. I mean, and these are the people that they're wanting to take over your internet And these are the people that they want to say what's fake news, what ain't fake news, and what can be on the internet and what cannot. Yeah, I mean, there's probably some of you out there that watched it and you've seen it. But it was astonishing, especially with Geraldo. I mean, he knew what he'd done as soon as the words came out of his mouth. Because he's all for those red flag laws. He's all for you can't hate. No, you're not allowed to hate. But boy, he was burning with it. He was fucking spitting venom. He wanted, when he said he wanted, his face was contorted. I want to kill him.
Yeah, he owns a big sailboat, and I've seen him on the sailboat with AK-47s, AR-15s.
Mm-hmm.
He goes out and shoots sharks with them. He's got more fucking weapons than anybody I know. He's loaded with weapons.
Well, somebody wrote I can't remember, you know, every once in a while somebody just sends me a little email, just, you know, like a little personal thing, and they say, don't put this up, you know, it's just for you. And it was just a short saying. I can't remember how exactly where it came from or what have you, but it was like, these communists, they're sitting there screaming in your face that the police are racist murderers, yet they're the only ones they want to have guns. I thought that was pretty, yeah, exactly. Now you're getting it, and the people are getting it. And then, you know, in the middle of this, I mean, when this shooting first started, I mean, right in the middle of it, while these six cops are being hauled away, by the way, practice, what I tell you guys, practice. Man, that guy, I mean, he shot six cops and they all walked away, man. Unbelievable. What a sorry ass shot. I guess he wasn't practicing. Oh, man. Anyways, the bottom line here is the hypocrisy is burning. Because, like I said, they've had to bring the think tanks together because it's time for the total communism. I mean, Donald Trump stepped up and he said, I'm a goddamn international communist. I'm coming for your fucking guns. I'm going to do it. And then you're going to see all in the NRA, just like we've been telling you for years, you're going to see them all. They're going to come around to it. And that Republican ticket, all you Trump tards voted for. Oh man, all them people that they're for your Second Amendment, and they're for getting inferners out of your country. Well, you're going to see all of them now that Trump has done it, because he's already said that he can sway Mitch McConnell to bring that gun, that red flag law and that expanded background checks to where you can't even hand your own kid a fucking gun to take out to go use or something without a background fucking check. And then see, it's just like what happened with this fellow. I don't care if it was fucking drugs. The bottom, then they're spying on you. They're spying on you looking for the opportunity because they want it, because they know that if they just come out and just say, we're sending out the squads to fucking confiscate the guns. Well, people be waiting on the fucking squads. You won't have just everybody in their home sitting there, you know, fucking just getting up from waking up in the morning or in the middle of the fucking night, just busting down their doors. No, the squads are going to come out and they're going to confiscate all your weapons. The whole town of people that are not going to stand for this shit would be waiting on their asses, and they just get their asses shot right out of town. And they fucking know it. This is the only fucking way these sleazy motherfuckers can even make an attempt to try to fucking, you know, to try to just pick you off one at a time. But what people have got to do is when you see it happening, hey, that's gun confiscation. Call it what it is. The NRA was calling it gun confiscation a month ago. And the expanded background checks, that was for gun confiscation too. Totally against it. Now you watch them come out for it. And then you can see who all the goddamn traitors are and what the agenda is. Anyway, back to the, to this police thing. Being pelted with objects and taunted, and this is what you're seeing more and more of, because people are realizing that, you know, who are these son of a bitches? Who are these that come, you know, coming these fuck like an army coming at one fucking guy? Who the fuck are these people? Well, that's the police. Well, just exactly where did the police come from? Well, we appoint them and we get the mayor and we get this little corporation we got going here, and our little corporation called our state, and then we have our county corporation, and we have our municipal corporation, and they go out and they hire these privateers, these Blackwater USA motherfuckers. it was forbidden by the ninth article. Forbidden completely within the fucking admiralty, which cannot be on our fucking land, which was never to be a part of the land. The only jurisdiction on this fucking free land was the fucking common law jurisdiction, and they know it. And more people are listening. That when shit happens that you cannot explain, and it directly affects you, you are apt to go out and look and try to find out how in the hell is this possible. And that's really what's going on. Because the more the tyrant tightens his grip, the more people it's affecting, and the more people that are going, I want to know how in the hell these people got this kind of a fucking authority. The thing is that the guy may be selling drugs, but there ain't nobody bitching about it. In fact, it might be a whole fucking community of junkies. I don't care. It ain't none of my goddamn business unless they come and affect my fucking individual freedoms and rights. And then I got the common law courts that I take them into, and I get the redress. If they commit a civil crime with me, I get fucking justice. Other than that, I don't give a shit what nobody does. It ain't none of my fucking business. I don't want it to be my business. And it sure as hell isn't the business of the fiduciary that is supposed to be our fucking servants beneath us. No authority over us. We have the authority over them. And we're at the point to where they're letting us know. This is the revealing. They're letting us know. No. We changed all of that. Well, they've still not got back around to that 14th Amendment. Because sooner or later, somebody's got to ask. I mean, the questions, it's just becoming push and shove, like this shit was going on with these cops out on the fucking street. Where do they get their authority to operate? I mean, how does it all work? Because the natural instinct is, I mean, unless you, now you've got the internet, that's where the internet fucked them. You can go on there and, man, you can find out real fucking quick exactly what's going on. But in the day when I first started doing this, I mean, you start off with the fucking law books. Well, what law book do I read? How do I find out how in the hell this shit works? And how can that son of a bitch do that? I can read the right there. I can that I have that right. How are they violating that right? And it's legal. And how do I find out? I mean, and you start, and it's just like they, that's the way they set it up. You start reading this stuff, and none of it makes sense. It's not supposed to make sense to you. And then you go to the simpler books, like a civil law in a nutshell, and then right law, way law, and then, you know, these different ones and all these different things, and they go, and you got the religious shit mixed into it because they don't understand that this is not English common law. The day that Bill of Rights was ratified, it became American common law, and it has nothing to do with what's in the Bible. It has to do with what's in those 10 fucking articles in that goddamn document. That is the fucking law with the maximums and the procedures. That's your common law. There is nothing you cannot litigate using that body of law. And so then the people go, like I said, now with the internet, they're just going, you know, they tell their little, how can they, you can almost do it. You can speak into the son of a bitches anymore. How can they do this? And there'll be a bunch of stories come up, and there'll be something like, oh, from the trenches. And they'll go over there and they'll look in and they'll go, whoa, fucking whoa. Actually, they do not work for us. They are a corporation. They admit it all the time. They tell you about their unions. They tell you about the thin blue line brotherhood. And when they kill somebody, they're not arrested by a law officer, a peace officer. They're investigated by another corporation that does the same kind of killing. They investigate each other, but they're a corporation. That is not elected representative government. The sheriff would be. The common law is. Everybody's elected that's involved. And they work for you. And you can stand right there in that court and you can fucking levy charges against that fucking judge. And if you've got a witness with you and you'll sign the paper right there, that goddamn sheriff has to go up there on the stand and arrest the son of a bitch. We are the power. The people are the authority. That's what's been lost. It's just that simple understanding. The government, there are bitches. How long were, I mean, all your life, you're public servant. Yeah, that's what they are. In the fiduciary, they are our servants. They did, but they if they want to fuck with us in law, they have to step out of their fiduciary capacity and become a stronger, because the fiduciary is beneath the people. It serves the people. The fucking servant can't be more powerful than the master. So they have to step out of the fiduciary if they have a problem, and it has to be one-on-one. I mean, it has to be that this person here is stepping into his capacity as an American national, and his fiduciary capacity, I mean, he is powerless against you. So unless it's in the time of war, I mean, it's in the Bill of Rights, and it has to be a state fucking organized militia, which nobody has to fucking join. That was created in violation of the law. They were never supposed to have any authority over the people. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's the only way you can have a fair trial. It's like an individual against an individual. But what if one individual just has so much money and the other one doesn't?
It doesn't. What would it matter?
I don't know. I'm trying to see how you know.
That's why it is that way, because it doesn't matter how much fucking money you got. You're just going.
Money doesn't mean shit, Charlie. It doesn't mean shit.
It don't. Fuck. You can buy all the judges and everything. I mean.
Well, yeah. Okay. That judge does anything but protect the rights and make sure the procedures are followed. You arrest his ass right there in the court. Let him. He can't be bought off.
Even the insurance companies, like I said, okay, they couldn't prove whose fault it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, well, in that case, we just ruled to who the, you know, the most wealthy person is.
Yeah, but who did the ruling? A corporate appointed star chamber fucking judge. See, what the apparatus that is fucking us can't exist is the point. It exists under the 14th Amendment, which cannot exist. There was no authority to write it. In fact, it was a violation of the 9th article to write it, to think about it.
I'm not arguing the point. I mean, I'm saying there cannot be a common law suit where it's the U.S. government versus Charles Walker or Texas versus, it has to be individual versus individual.
Exactly.
Still, I worry about the wealth differential.
Yeah, well, see, that's exactly why we govern ourselves under the common law, and they were supposed to stay the fuck away from us and beneath us. It's because you think about the guys back then, the anti-federalists and the people who had just fought that war. Would you think that they would say one poor man is going to have to face the entire power of the fucking state? The state as an entity?
It's kind of like, I like your rule where you said one man, one vote, $1.
You know, yeah. Something like one man, $1, one vote. And I don't care how the vote comes out. Hey, you can vote in anything you want. You can vote in a fucking communist. He can't operate if the Bill of Rights is in effect and the people are enforcing it. As soon as he tries to fucking do something as a collective, to use a collective or to use any color of law to violate an individual right, just snag his fucking ass, take him over into the common law court, and fucking accuse him of fucking treason in violation of your fucking rights. And then the jury is the ultimate decider. There's nothing they can do about it. It could be, you know, two plumbers, a ditch digger. I mean, the people from the lowest, what they would consider the lowest standing in the fucking nation. Those 12 people could take a fucking billionaire and take everything he's got and hang his ass in the middle of the fucking street. That's what the common law is. It is the people's authority over it all. I don't care how much you accumulate through theft within that fiduciary. You cannot use that wealth to attack an individual sovereign in his individual sovereign capacity. I'm not a part of your fucking government. I'm an individual. I'm not in your army. I'm not, you know, when you join the army, they tell you, private, you know, what do they call it? You're reduced to like a fucking gun. You're a piece of property, and you sign a contract when you go into the army that's why there was going to be no standing army, because there couldn't be, because then the fiduciary would have authority over the fucking civilians. And that was never supposed to be. That's why they were called public servants. They were to serve us. Your servant doesn't lord over you. It's that fucking simple. We'll be right back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, Go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1243 Pacific Time, and that was Creedence Clearwater with Born on the Bayou. And we were talking about the Philadelphia police being pelted. We were talking about the whole, you know, I had this little argument with this some fucking professor on another site. Somebody had sent a thing in where somebody had played the program or what might have you, and I'd answered him, and he'd come back. And just, I've heard this too many fucking times. Like, you think you could take on the United States military? I got news for you, son of a bitch. All of them jets, those badass jets, those Air Force, aircraft carriers, all of this fucking technology. Guess, you know who that belongs to? That belongs to me. Bought and paid for by we the people. The people that are operating it belong to us. Bought and paid for, we pay their fucking wages. And all of them aren't traitors. And see, there's this idea out there that the government's just going to come down on you and unleash your fucking servants that they are in this standing military. That's why they have the Blackwater here. That's why they take Blackwater overseas to places like Afghanistan and Iraq, you know, to do the really dirty deeds, the torturing and shit, backed by the, you know, the mightiest military on the fucking planet. But those fucking jets belong to us. Those people are our fucking servants. And they're no different than anybody else. They can see what is fucking going on. And how many of them are going to kill their own people for fucking, you know, I'm sure they'd love to have those jets and all that technology being run by fucking foreigners. Just like they're pumping the foreigners in here to fight us, but they're not foreigners. They are American nationals, and once they see, and a lot of them have already seen, I mean, they can't even get nobody to go in the military. I mean, they can't meet their fucking recruitment goals. They're talking about fucking subscription of the fucking, of the subjects now. And it ain't gonna be just a simple thing. Well, the president ordered the military just to crush the fucking people, and the military's just gonna fucking just jump and do it. Some of them are going to follow the orders. Some of them are going to put a bullet through the son of a bitch that gives the orders. Some of them planes are going to drop bombs where they're told. The other ones are going to turn around and drop them on the son of a bitches that told them to drop them on the people. It's not right. Going to be no slick operation. And we are the largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet. And we're not going to do a civil war. We're not going to kill each other off for you or for any of you. There will be a split in the army, just like in the military, just like the split that is out here in this nation. And it will be like 18% versus the rest of us.
That's how we stopped the Vietnam War bragging.
Exactly. You're goddamn right it is. And that's what's going to happen. So, I mean, so all these people out there preaching, and when they come up preaching that, that's a goddamn government agent. He's being paid to scare you. To scare you with what belongs to you. That fucking F-16, that doesn't belong to Donald Trump Incorporated. It doesn't belong to any corporation. It's bought and paid for. It belongs to the people of the United States of these Americas. And the people that go and take that kind of training, you know, I was young once, man. I told you, like I said, if I heard somebody speak against the Constitution, they'd have to fight me. But I know better now. And the whole, just this article we're looking at here, the whole fucking country knows better. This is why they can't get their war going over there in the Middle East. That's why that tanker, that Iranian tanker was released today by a judge in Gibraltar. It was released. Because you want that. I mean, Netanyahu's got to be over there kicking like down in the fetal position. I want it, but you can't have it. Because the people aren't going to allow it. They're not going to fight. We're not going to fight each other. If Antifa and, these fucking Trump tards want to fucking, you know, that make up, like I said, I don't believe more than 18% anymore. If they want to kill each other, we'll sit back and watch them as long as they don't come near us with it. They start coming at us with it. I don't care which group you're from. I'm not picking no side. I'm shooting the son of a bitch that fucking tries to violate the Bill of Rights. That tries to remove the Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights is the only thing standing between this world and total fucking, you know, a communist domination, international communism. That's what I will fight. And Trump is international communist, just like fucking these, the squad is international communist. They're all international communists. And if they, but they see that's what they do. They try to act like, I mean, like there's tensions between them and oh man, god damn it, it's getting bad. One, I mean, they shot at a building yesterday and then you got the thing that happened in Ohio. That was one side of it. And then you got the false flag shooting at that fucking Walmart in I think it was El Paso. And that's the other, see, that's the two camps. We're supposed to join. See, after the 75% that don't have nothing to do with this, they had them a poll today about their gun confiscation. You know, 90% fucking want assault weapons ban. But then you look down there at the bottom in the fine print. The survey was done with registered voters. The first place, the registered voters need to unregister. If you fucking have figured this out, because you don't, you're voting a straw man, and your vote don't count for nothing, no how. It doesn't matter what you want. You are, to them, you are a subject. And your wants and your whims and your will does not mean shit to them. But the bottom line is, they're talking about 18 to 20%. 90% of 18% ain't that much. That's a handful compared to those who've never voted. Compared to those who, like I said, are going to work every day, they're sleeping, they're eating, and they're fucking madder in hell. And they have already got their own guns. They don't have to. I mean, we had to fucking finance a fucking standing military that went against the fucking the first promises they made to us, just like with the treaties with the Indians. The first promises they made us, no standing army. But even if there is a standing army, all of that equipment, the tanks, the personnel carriers, it all belongs to us. Who paid for it? Who bought it? I mean, they can say, no, it belongs to the corporation. Also, you're admitting you're a corporation and we don't have a republic. And that it is your intent to remove our Bill of Rights. And that go ahead.
Blackwater isn't even all American. They're international communists, man. Blackwater, there's hardly any Americans in that group at all. I think the owner, the founder of Blackwater, I think, is American, but he's a fucking traitor. But I think all the guys under him, they're all international.
Well, yeah, it's an international operation. That's how they can get people, either fucking traitors, the ones that got kicked around too much when they were kids by the other kids in school. You know, you'll have a few of them mixed in so it looks American. You're exactly correct. That's why they will do the things like Kelly Thomas getting beat to death and James Boyd being killed and Eric Garner being choked to death for selling a fucking cigarette. That's why they'll do this shit. It's because they are working, they'll bring in outsiders that they speak good English. These people are picked and trained by, and they're hired by the fucking Zion, the Empire of Zion, to go into each country. And then make these, like, there can't be, these police forces can't be here. There was never no fucking authorization from the people for any kind of police forces for the government to police the people. We police ourselves. We police one another through our self-governance, through the common law Bill of Rights and our common law courts. That was clearly understood. I mean, it's just like, you know, them talking the other day, I don't remember which one of the treasonous bastards it was. Talking about when they wrote that Second Amendment, they were just muskets, and so they had no idea of such terrible weapons as an AR-15. Oh, really? An AR-15, you can get a 7,500 round drum for it? That's 100 rounds. What do you think a fucking cannon with fucking a couple of hundred rounds of fucking about 45 caliber grape fucking shot into a fucking, like a standing fucking, like, you know, they come at each other and stand in fucking rank and file? What kind of fucking carnage do you think that causes? Or a fucking cannonball, you know, a 16-pound cannonball shot out of a fucking cannon coming through a goddamn the ranks and files like that. I think that's a pretty fucking devastating weapon. It'd tear down a fucking building. Hey, that's how they conquered fucking forts. They blew the hell out of them. They had goddamn, if you watched the movie Last of the Mohegans, when they're taking Fort William Henry, I think it is, the fort they're taking. But when the French got close enough, they started using their mortars, which was, those son of a bitches were, you know, twice the size of a fucking basketball. And they'd light the fuse on them and drop them in there, and they'd come over there and they'd explode. And I mean, they'd carnage. And that was another thing, you know, the argument with the technology. They have technologies just way beyond you. What do you think? What technologies beyond us? What technologies do they have? Oh, it's that nanotechnology. You're going to just breathe it in and you're going to become a robot. Well, it ain't working on me. I breathe the same fucking air you do, asshole. You lying son of a bitch. You fucking traitor. You're going to hang.
Yeah, I mean, that's an electronic switch. I mean, who controls that switch? You know, I mean, that's a bunch of bullshit. That professor's an idiot.
I have these technology around me. I have computers all around. I hate computers. I hate technology. But I do have it all around me. From the television control to just about everything in your fucking life is fucking technology. And all I know about it is it fucking doesn't last very long. It fucking breaks. All the components for this fucking mean military that's going to get us were built in fucking China. Just like the components for that 737 were built in China. They act like this stuff is bulletproof. You can take the meanest piece of technology and you shoot the main computer, it's all fucking worthless. You just made 10,000 things worthless with one fucking shot. They think we're stupid. They think they can scare us. Hey, that's how they've always controlled people. That's how they controlled people up till the glitch of 1775 was through fear and intimidation. Are they pushing fear, intimidation, fear? Oh, be afraid and love your impressors. These corporate fucking cops. That's corporate occupied fucking police that are fucking private fucking corporations that are there to enforce the fucking private policies of that corporation. Plain and simple. And you gotta love them because they're there to protect you. We don't need you to protect us. We have our second article. Every one of us has got an AR-15. Now what? I guess we're all equally protected, aren't we?
They're gonna use, you know, in my opinion anyway, they're gonna use the lack of food. They're gonna cut the food off.
Oh yeah.
Because they're thinking if you're not eating, how the hell are you gonna shoot? How are you gonna protect yourself if you're dying of hunger? I mean, that's what we all have to understand and prepare ourselves for. You know, they're gonna take the food, man.
They're gonna try and take the food. But you gotta realize we are the largest army to ever exist. So we'll just go take the fucking food. They would have to, and then we'll take the fucking fields and we'll plant them ourselves. You can't stop us. There's a gun behind every blade of grass. I mean, Tojo, he fucking knew it. He said you cannot invade the United States. And once the people break loose and we take care of, shoot them suits. Cut the head of that snake off. I guarantee you the rest of this riffraff that has been brought in here that thinks they're going to take this country from us will fucking run the other way when the Americans get let loose on them. Because there's a lot of build-up anger out here. Just like El Dorado last night. Yeah, that's why they want to pass the fucking laws against you being mad, people. Because they know what's out here. They know the anger. Well, if somebody's mad, we get to take their gun. I hope you went and took all of Geraldo's guns last night. Boy, I wish you guys could have seen that. I wish somebody could find it so I could put it up on the site and you just see it. And you see when he realizes what he's saying. And he realizes he just now fucking did the red flag thing. He let it know that he hated that guy. And if he was in there with a gun, he said, I want to kill him. That was his fucking words. I'm sure somebody's out there taking his guns away from him right now for being an angry person who wants to kill. He's dangerous to himself and everyone around him. Anyone that could get that angry on television? I mean, he was like his face distorted. He looked like a fucking pussy. Like he looked like a Frito Bandito to me. But I mean the contortion and the hate in his face. And the other fellow that was talking, the guy that was with the Secret Service for fucking Obama. The hate The pure fucking, and then they realized it. Sean Hannity had a straight, hey guys, wait a minute, whoa, look what you're doing. Whoa. Because they were talking about how they were using the statements that Trump had made about the fucking invasion, and that was why they were having these terrible violence things. Everybody, you can't be violent no more. You can't get mad. You can't hate. That is what the fucking think tanks have told them to push. It ain't something that's just going to happen overnight just because somebody tells you. And I'm telling you, the Frito Bandito turned into fucking El Guapo in about fucking 3 seconds. The hate in their eyes, the hate and saying, I want to kill him.
Yeah, Henry, I went online and, saw that, Sean Hannity deal yesterday. And anyway, I posted it up there anyway at some particular mark. I can't remember what it was, but you can actually hear where there's like there's a blip in the video where they cut, and
yep.
Then it's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah,
that's what we were
doing before I came up here. We were trying to find it, and I heard all because I listened to the whole goddamn thing. I listened to the whole segment, and I seen where they cut it. And they don't sound very angry at all, do they, when what you hear there?
You don't hear an
angry voice, but man, I'll tell you what I saw last night, that was pure hate and pure fucking, hate and anger. And gun came into it right away. That gun, I wish I had a gun and I was in there, said Geraldo, I want to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. We know what you want. And we know what you're doing, and you're fucking doing a piss poor job of it again, think tanks, because you can't get. Huh?
I'm sorry, Henry. I'm a little bit pissed off about all that myself. I mean, if you see a piece of shit floating in the toilet, you can put the Geraldo's face on in the front of that. That's what he is. He's a piece of shit.
Oh, he is a piece of shit. But the thing is, he's always got that calm, like the intellectual look on his face, And like I said, I've always thought he looked like the Frito Bandito. But that intellectual thing, but he wasn't intellectual last night. And Katie's right. They cut that fucking out. I watched it with my own two eyes, and I don't lie. I saw the hate and the anger, and I saw Sean Hannity fucking give the eye to both of them and say, whoa, wait a minute, guys. You understand? It stopped them. I can't tell you exact words he used, but and as soon as he did, you could see the realization, and Geraldo's face changed back to the Frito Bandito intellectual, and he started talking about the quiet talk. It got all, everything got quiet. It's just like with that one with Sandra Smith, when that guy said that, he said, people don't want to hear that. That's what she said. And all he said was, if a huge population of people cross your fucking border and raise a foreign flag, that is an invasion. That's all he said. And she freaked out, man. Because, like I said, they're trying to bring the think tanks together into one solid communist unit. And it's fucking, it's glowing. And that's why you're getting these people here fucking taunting, and they're throwing water on these pigs because they understand what they are now. And the people outnumber them 10,000 to 1. There ain't a fucking thing they can do about it.
Sean Hannity, he does this shit. He said he was that way on TV because he knows goddamn well that the minute his ratings go down, his contract doesn't get reestablished. So he's just as bad as Geraldo, but all he's doing is protecting his pocketbook.
They're all together. They're all propagandists. They're all actors. And the acting job they're supposed to be doing now is they've all come together. Both sides, man, hell, they hate each other. But they all come together. They want rid of them fucking, they want rid of the high capacity magazines and the assault rifles. Why? Because they do. They kill a lot of people and they kill them quick. And they've got them. They want them to have them and us not, because we outnumber them thousands to one. They don't stand a fucking chance. Especially if we have our fucking assault weapons.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh's the exact same way. He's another one. They all go to dinner together at the steakhouse and have martinis at the end of the show. These guys are all fucking traitors, every goddamn one of them.
Well, yeah. But I mean, as far as the production, I wish you guys could have just seen it. Just seen it. And I was just sitting there going, whoa, I'm getting this tomorrow, man. I'm putting this on the site and let people see what these fuckers, because you can see him when you can see it on Geraldo's face when the realization hits him of what he just said. And he just melts back into fucking Mr. fucking Intellectual Calm instead of this raving fucking lunatic who wants a gun to go kill somebody. Because that ain't the fucking agenda.
That's the real McCoy. I mean, what you saw was the real Geraldo.
And that's
was all bullshit before then.
And that's the real communist at all, from Trump to the fucking, to the squad. That's the fucking communist occupiers that we have to fucking get rid of at all. And we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And yeah, they cut it out, so you'll probably never see it, but I promise you people what I saw, and that is the Word from the Trenches.